It's our continuing coverage of Pella High basketball as the Dutch fall to DCG in the regular season conference finale, 58-47, here with head coach Derek Schulte, following a tough one for his number 9 and 3A Dutch. And coach, just never got on the right foot. 18 total turnovers, which has been the opposite of where your team has been in this really impressive four-week stretch. And even in that first game with DCG, just a very different mindset and tempo after an offensive explosion on Tuesday. Didn't have the firepower tonight. Your thoughts about how your guys battled, try to keep it close, but ultimately a little bit of a bad taste in the mouth and otherwise a really good conference season.
Yeah, you know, proud of the guys battling. That definitely wasn't the issue tonight. Unfortunately, we just weren't very sharp, and especially on the offensive end. We knew that they present challenges on both ends of the floor. That's an excellent basketball team, so give DCG a ton of credit. I thought their defense had a lot to do with us taking, you know, some tough shots and getting out of rhythm. But what we talked about in the locker room is this, is we've really had a great stretch of both offense and defense for weeks here where it's come easy. And the reality is to get where we want to go, which is a deep tournament run, is we're going to have to be able to win games when our offense doesn't look great, because that's what's going to happen at some point. And how do we do that? Well, you mentioned it already. We got to value the basketball better. We can't have a tough shooting night and 18 turnovers. We can't have a tough shooting night and give up 20 plus free throws to the other team, especially a team that shoots it really well from there. And so there's just some small pieces that we can get better at. Thought we guarded the 3-point line well against a team that can get dangerous there, but unfortunately they exploited us at the rim. They just got a few too many easy ones, and we're able to get some separation there in that fourth quarter.
Now, no doubt you came into this game wanting to win it. Not just the conference title was irrelevant, but to improve your postseason season seeding. I don't know how much was really hurt or lost here. Probably about where you were going to be, even though all the 3A teams right now seem to be winning in this week. But more importantly, and Brian and I touched on it at the end of the broadcast, is a test. And, you know, so many times when you get into especially Class 3A and the tournament trail, not that there haven't been, you know, teams that have had lesser schedules that haven't gone to tournament, but this schedule in particular has been a benefit to Pella. And, you know, probably Tuesday was fun with Indianola, but this is a game that's going to prepare you better for the postseason.
You're exactly right. You know, we're disappointed with the result tonight. We were excited for the opportunity to come here and hopefully get a good win. It didn't happen. And so we've got to make sure we learn from this. As we look ahead, let's finish the regular season the right way on Tuesday at Mount Pleasant and then get prepped for this, because chances are with the new setup, we're going to be on the road in a game at some point in this tournament play that we want to win against a tough opponent. And so this is perfect test with it. Some small pieces to learn. We really like the group we have in the locker room. Just didn't play out the way we wanted to tonight. We'll bounce back on Tuesday.
Here with head coach Derek Schulte, this interview powered by Hy-Vee after the Dutch fall by 11 to DCG. And that's the nice part about having the rankings the way they are. I can't predict and obviously put a crystal ball out, neither can you, but having the ability for the community to see, hey, this is a good DCG team, probably doesn't hurt, right, as opposed to losing to somebody you shouldn't have. But those games are now even more important, especially knowing that the sub-state game very likely right now would be a two-home game and a sub-state on the road as opposed to a neutral site. I know you're not thinking about that now. That's all out of our hands. But Monday, obviously, you get to learn a very important, you know, way of how these new brackets are going to form with that in mind.
You're exactly right. We're going to finish this thing Tuesday at Mount Pleasant, but there's an excitement when that bracket comes out and this newness, and you find out here are the eight teams, right, that are going to be competing for a state tournament berth. And we're able to then flip that right away on Wednesday to that prep for it. And I know these guys have been preparing all summer, all season to get to this point. And we do think our schedule, which has been really challenging this year, as we've seen early, as we had a few struggles but then responded in the second half, will hopefully pay dividends as this moves forward. We can't wait to finish this regular season up and get into postseason play.
And, yeah, you got one more tune-up, all weather permitting. It looks like a lot of winter finally kind of came here at the end. Regardless of what happens Tuesday, you're probably going to have to miss some practice next week because of the cold and all the above. How do you keep the guys sharp? And obviously, you know, the other challenge is how do you make them look more like they did, you know, the last 4 weeks as opposed to they did tonight, especially knowing that the weather can be a little disruptive next week.
You know, and it's hard, right? We're not going to say that it isn't, but I think a lot of teams will be in the same boat as us. And so, you know, with one of our mantras is control what we can control. That goes with, hey, what bracket, what seed, who we get matched up with, what days we can and can't practice based on weather. What I'm positive is this group will take advantage of every day we have next week to prepare the right way. And, you know, let's build off this end of the season and not overanalyze one game, but learn from it and then be prepared to take some small steps forward as we head to what hopefully will be a home game on February 24th.
I'm feeling confident about that one, Coach, but anything beyond that, we'll find out Monday. And then on that parting note, the good news is that your season's not over here. Obviously, DCG is probably a team, if they were in 3A, that would very much be in the rankings, right, and probably would be top four in Class 3A. So the good news is you got to see a team that you would probably have to beat to go win a state title. So knowing that's in your back pocket now for two matchups, Coach, I imagine you try to erase the loss part of this and get yourself ready to know that, hey, we're good enough to beat a team like this and go make a run.
Definitely. You know, and that is why we scheduled some really high-quality non-conference opponents, knowing that, hey, we think we've seen a lot of different styles of teams. You know, we've seen teams with bigs, 6'9 and above. We've seen teams that are more guard-oriented, pressing teams, zone teams. You know, and ultimately, we don't know what our tournament path looks like, but hopefully by preparing against a number of different styles and different types of talent that's out there, it gives us the best opportunity to be successful once we head into that time.
No broadcast coming up on Tuesday, Coach, so we'll check in with you. I'll watch on the video stream, hopefully nice and warm inside my house. And in the meantime, we'll have some exciting news on Monday. That's head coach Derek Schulte of the Pella basketball team. Thank you.
Thank you very much.